Well, he's about the most successful British singer at the moment.
I used to take Humperdinck when I had an attack of boils many years ago.
Well, he only sings schmaltzy songs, you know.
Oh, I see.
Even Frank Sinatra's arranger, Lee Hazelwood, calls him an English singing cowboy.
That's Nancy Sinatra's arranger. He is an English cowboy. That's
okay.
Right. Hiyo.
Where can we go back to?
Even Nancy Sinatra's arranger. We can listen, folks, if you're still listening to this, this is an outtake and it shouldn't be on the air. Right? Because if it's on the air, the guy in the control room is going to get hung by his thumbs. He's going to have two belly buttons.
How about
one where the spear went in from the big coin in the sky. Why don't you pick it up with the Nancy Sinatra's arranger, Lee Hazelwood. While I light my cigarette, please.
Okay.
And if this is on the air, I'm going to get smashed because I probably have a cancerous spot in the middle of it. Don't smoke, folks. All right, go ahead.
Even Nancy Sinatra's aide... Oh,
arranger, that
again.
Is,
yes.
Right. Go ahead.
And I quote...
I'm glad you do.
On the bed...
It's fine, isn't it? Let's go every weekend and quote. Don't touch my bikini, it's loose. Go ahead. Quote me. Oh, we're going to quote variety. And the power and the glory forever and ever. Oh, man. Same little guy with the tiny eyes and a big nose. Well, just so everybody will know about what's it about when they make a movie out of it about, you can bet somebody's going to about that. Anyway, that's going to be an edit right there because I'm going to pick up that line. Okay. Shiskel sounds like a sneeze, doesn't it? Anyway, you'd think, Shiskel! Right? Look at how phlegm all over the table. Now you'd think that'd be a surefire combination, wouldn't you? Of course. But this has been a funny season on Broadway.
Not funny, ha-ha.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have laughed. Yes, I was down in the village once and saw some United Artists. It was wild.
Where?
We'll start with take two, right? We'll do it in the elevator. Take two. This is 3 days after the preceding one that we taped. Wherever the hell that was. 12:23, would that be? Or 24? Is the Monday the 24th? 23rd. Monday the 23rd of December, the year of our Lord, 1969. I don't believe it. Did you see the cheetah logo for 1969? It's two cheetahs, one black and one white, right? With, like, they're thinking about Connie Lingus and all those folks. Music, please, Professor. This is Dan Ingram. How about those, eh? And I guess you know yours, right?
I'm Mary Jo Cook.
I know yours, too, but no one should ever know about that. Very good. You didn't even have to think about it. Well, now, this is movie night once again, folk. And we've got a review, haven't we?
Indeed we have. It's
yes.
Dear Old Oliver.
Wonderful.
We'll have a go at it in just 60 seconds.
We have returned now, and chances are you'll never hear the music of Oliver played on this station. Unless, that is, some of the tunes hit the top two.
But that doesn't stop it from being one of the finest musical comedies ever made into a motion picture.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what it isn't. It isn't slick, hip, jumpy, disjointed, doesn't make you sit there and think.
But it's one of those few pictures of the Christmas season that you can take your little brother to and really enjoy yourself.
Well, my little brother's a little weird, so that's, I guess, be all right. Anyway, to be sure, Oliver is in the tradition of the big, overstuffed, gleaming, highly polished stainless steel musical, but it's done well. The production numbers could never be put on a stage.
And you'll never see a more Dickinsonian orphanage.
Oh.
And a more attractive little boy. Ha ha. And you'll never see a more Dickinsonian orphanage and more attractive little boys singing Food, Glorious Food.
Yeah, man. Oliver Reed plays Bill Sykes, and you never saw a more or... Oh, more... Oh, shit. Hell, damn. Shitty-ass rat poop. What is that? You're going to edit that part out. Hello, New Jersey. We set it on the air and yet it played it. And it was the same guy, same engineer who used to work for John Cameron Swayze is playing this. Oh, yeah. Oliver Reed plays Bill Sykes. And I want to tell you, Bill wins. And you never saw a more villain... I wouldn't buy a used car from that guy on a bet, or a boat, or on the east side. He's even worse than Richard Nixon.
Every little girl in the world will have a crush on Mark Lester, who plays Oliver.
They want to crush him, I know.
Especially
crush me, crush
when...
Crush me. Dance on me with your golf shoes, anything. Harm me, I love it. Bondage.
Especially when he tears the chicks in the audience apart with his singing of Where Is Love.
Yes, he tears chicks apart with his bare hands. They used to call him Zorba the Geek. He used to run around biting chickens in the ass. Everybody's real good, especially the most memorable dog since Rin Tin Tin.
Who plays the lead?
Who plays the part of Zorba the Geek. Now, this is Bill Sykes' lover, and such a miserable, mangy mongrel mutt you've never seen. I mean, he's got hair on his hair. They ought to give that dog his own picture, which would scare him to death. Your turn. No, you're not supposed to choke.
I don't know, but
don't pound the table now. Set Bell with the upside.
Pictorially, you've got the old cobble streets of London.
No,
the black
you've
chimney.
Got cobble streets. I got cobbles, man.
You got them, man. And gables. And the biggest sets ever constructed for a movie.
I was told I had one of the biggest sets ever constructed anywhere myself. Somebody called it a rum plum pudding. Little did she know. Shut up and swallow. Of a film. We'd have to go along with that. Oliver may get panned by a few hip psychologists.
But we liked it.
And if you've got a disturbed...
And we didn't even see
if
it.
You've got a disturbed hip, get a hip psychologist for him right away, man. I want to tell you. Which we can't say for the Impossible Years, which, to put it quite frankly, is a bunch of poop. The big Christmas presentation here in New York at the Radio City Mucus Hall. The supreme temple of all music, movie houses, things, but with two organs yet. You ever see a theater with an organ? It's pretty wild. But dual ones. Oh, and they got both of the consoles out, and these two cats are coming on with yarmulkes, right? And they're honking away on this stuff. And the choir's all around, and they smell bad because they've been up in that rehearsal room, jumping up and down. And the old geek on the stage is playing grab ass as they go on with the candle, and they miss one, that little hesitation step they got to take. They're saying, God damn your eyes, Jesus loves. And they walk around. Where were we? The supreme temple of all music houses, containing Diana Ross and Mary Birdbath.
But Impossible Years doesn't come off as the movie.
Yeah, it does. Nothing comes off, as a matter of fact. She does, for 4 days on Catalina Island, but she cops out. She marries a guy.
Well, without spelling out what defects we found, it seems the producers were after the teenage audience with some rather off-hue.
Off-hue fun.
About the generation gap.
Oh, it's off-hue fun. You bite mama goodnight. What happened was, the Impossible Years has probably succeeded in widening the generation bird to the size of a gulch. A gulch is wonderful with whipped cream on. I used to have a gulch, but it escaped. It was last seen in the Rocky Mountains eating a sheep. Whole. Eating a sheep hole, where the sheep was just sitting there going, bah, ha, ha, bah, baby, bah, bah, ha, ha, oh, yes, yeah, suck and push at the same time. And what happened was that the Impossible Years has a gulch in it, which eats a sheep hole. One kid came out of the theater saying she thought it was a dumb film. Now, there's a beautiful line.
That sort of sums it up in our opinion, too.
Yes, if you want to be summed up. I was summed up once, man. Girl with a needle. You've heard of the thing with the knots? She sewed it shut. That was terrible. So rack up one yay and one from Quat Fossil T. Balthazar.
Okay.
And Mary Jo Cook for the American Contempt.